I'd like to start by thanking everyone for being here. So my name is Caitlin Hurley. I am here presenting this project that I did with Dr. Laura Carson Weinstein, who is actually the PI of this project. And we used concept mapping to explore strategies for smoking cessation in a population of formerly homeless women with serious mental illness. And my colleagues and I have no conflicts of interest or anything to disclose. So just a little bit of background. Adults with mental illness are 70% more likely to smoke than adults without mental illness. And we actually know that people with serious mental illness experience significantly increased morbidity and mortality as compared to the general population, and this is often due to smoking-related illness, so things like COPD, cardiovascular disease, lung cancer. Specifically, people with schizophrenia smoke more heavily, have more severe nicotine dependence, and lower quit rates when compared to the general population. And multiple studies indicate that people with serious mental illness want to quit smoking, but there's a low use of effective treatments and kind of a lack of population-specific smoking cessation programs, although there are some very exciting things being done at Dartmouth. So our objective was really to engage a diverse group of stakeholders to identify and prioritize strategies for smoking cessation in formerly homeless women with serious mental illness. And we chose concept mapping because we actually had done a concept mapping project in the past with this patient population, exploring barriers and facilitators to breast cancer screening, and also just because concept mapping is a participatory methodology that's proven to be very successful in this population. So we partnered with Project Home and Pathways to Housing. These are two supportive housing sites serving people with experiences of homelessness and serious mental illness in Philadelphia. We invited women with a diagnosis of a serious mental illness from these two sites to participate in the project, and also staff from Pathways and Project Home. We thought it was really important to include them in this research and get their input on what they thought would be successful strategies for smoking cessation in this population. So just to give a brief overview about concept mapping, as I said before, it is a group participatory process, and it is mixed methods. So the first part of concept mapping involves a brainstorming exercise, and then the software uses multidimensional scaling and hierarchical cluster analysis, which I'll talk about in a little bit. The output is a easily readable visual map, and this reflects everyone's ideas. And it includes the community in interpretation of those maps and then planning of programs or interventions. So to talk a little bit more about the methodology of concept mapping, the first phase is a brainstorming exercise where we ask participants to generate statements in response to a focus question or focus prompt. And then the next piece is sorting. So all of these statements are printed then onto sort cards, and we instruct participants to sort them into categories however it makes sense to them. And then finally, there's rating. So all of these statements, we actually ask our participants to rate, in our case, in terms of both importance and feasibility on a 5-point Likert scale. And these exercises are done over the course of several weeks. So to talk a little bit about our brainstorming, our focus question was, we want to develop a program to help people quit smoking. What kinds of things should this program include? And some of the answers we received, things like have one-on-one support, remind people about things that get better, like their smell or teeth, have a plan for what to do to fill in the space or time that you spent smoking, have an educational component focusing on addiction, give yourself a reward for smoking less cigarettes in a day, have someone to call if you're thinking of smoking, or a smoker's hotline maybe, yoga, or go to the doctor. So again, these are just an example of some of the statements we received in the brainstorming exercise. Myself and Dr. Weinstein went through all of the statements, eliminated any duplicates, and at the end we had 125 unique statements to work with. So the next part, as I described, there's sorting and rating. This is actually a participant working in the sorting exercise using her sort cards. So we asked the participants to take all of these statements, maybe read through them once, and then sort them into piles however it makes sense to them. So we do give them some additional instructions, like try not to create a miscellaneous pile, try to sort into more than two piles, and try to not sort in order of importance. So don't make a pile that says these are important smoking cessation strategies and these are unimportant smoking cessation strategies. So after they go through the sorting exercise, we actually ask them to go through two rating questionnaires as well. So it has each of the individual statements printed on a questionnaire, and we ask them to rate each statement in terms of importance, ranging from not very important to very important on a 5-point Likert scale, and then also in terms of feasibility, so easy to include in a program versus not very easy to include. We do the same exercises with our staff, so the sorting and rating is actually done online. This is just an example of an email we sent out to staff encouraging them to participate in the sorting and rating exercises. So with the Concept Systems Global software, you're actually able to send them out a link, and they can visit the site online and do the sorting and rating there. So to talk just a little bit more about the analysis, once all of this data is input into the system, the first thing that happens is the system creates what's called a similarity matrix. So this is showing the number of participants who sorted each pair of statements together. And then through multidimensional scaling, the software actually locates each statement on a two-dimensional map, such that points that are more proximal to each other are more frequently grouped together in the sorting process. And then through hierarchical cluster analysis, the system actually partitions the points into clusters representing more conceptual groupings. And this will be a little easier to understand when I go through our results. So to talk first a little bit about our meetings and participants, if you look all the way over on the right, we had 9 total staff participants. We did our first brainstorming exercise with them in person, and then everything else was done online or communicated through email. With our clients, we had all types of meetings, the brainstorming, sorting and rating, interpretation and feedback meetings in person. And we actually held 2 of each type of meeting, one at Project Home and one at Pathways. And we had 24 total participants with our clients. So just to give you some real quick on demographics, we had 6 female staff, 3 male. Our staff was tend to be in their 20s and 30s, when our clients were more in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And then just to look at race, majority of our clients were Black or African American, and the majority of our staff were white. We asked them about smoking history. If we look at our clients, the majority of them smoke about a half pack per day, with the rest of the majority smoking between 1 and 3 cigarettes a day and a half to 1 pack per day. We asked them, have you tried to quit smoking in the past 12 months? Just under half indicated that yes, they had tried to quit smoking in the past 12 months. However, this may be more like 50-50 if we consider a few of our participants are former smokers or have never smoked. And then just to contrast this with the staff, so no one was a current smoker. We had 5 staff members who had never smoked and 4 who used to smoke. So it's just an interesting juxtaposition to look at active smokers in our client population, about half of our staff who were former smokers. So first I'm going to share with you our cluster map. This is, again, data we input into the Concept Systems Global software, and this is the output, our cluster map. So we had a 5 cluster solution. I'll explain that a little bit more in a minute, but you can see that our 5 clusters, largest of which was provide education and support. At the bottom we had alternatives to smoking, personal steps to reduce smoking, provide rewards to help with smoking cessation, and then take action to reduce triggers. So through the methodology of concept mapping, given the number of statements we had, 125 total, you're first to work with what they call a 16 cluster solution. So imagine 16 of these clusters. And then you work down, merging the clusters together from 16 to 15, 15 to 14, and you continue to do that as it makes sense. So once you lose important distinctions, you stop merging the clusters. So we arrived at a 5 cluster solution given that methodology. And then this is showing what they call a pattern match. So this is mapping the relative importance of each of the clusters for the clients against the staff. So you can see that providing education and support was relatively important for both our clients and staff. Providing rewards to help with smoking cessation was also relatively important for both clients and staff. Clients felt that personal steps to reduce smoking was the most important. And then as we move down, alternatives to smoking, and at the bottom, take action to reduce triggers, which is really interesting, and I'll talk a little bit about that in the discussion. We did the same thing with feasibility. So again, providing education and support, both as staff and clients thought was the most feasible to include in a program. Working down from that, personal steps to reduce smoking, and then providing rewards. Clients thought both of those things were perhaps more feasible to include. And then we have alternatives to smoking and take steps to reduce triggers, again, at the bottom. And the last piece that this system provides us with is what they call a go zone. So if we look at the upper right-hand quadrant in the lime green, these are showing statements that were rated as both highly important and highly feasible to address. So when thinking of developing a program, we would probably want to intervene in these areas provided. So first I'll look at those in the orange. They were rated really important, maybe not as feasible to address. Things like say no to smoking in my house, plan your day around being without cigarettes, or take away the shame of smoking. Conversely, if we look in the yellow, these were things that were rated as highly feasible, maybe not as important. Things like have a quit line, pray, or listen to music. And then we have in the green, this is really kind of echoing what we saw in our pattern match, but things like have a support team, help people to understand the importance of quitting, have support groups, talk to your doctor, create a treatment plan, and again, education. So our findings in conclusion, all participants rated the cluster's personal steps to reduce smoking and provide education and support as the most important and most feasible areas to address. In general, our clients rated personal steps to reduce smoking as more feasible and more important to address than staff. One idea we had surrounding this is maybe this is because clients actually feel more in control of their own smoking cessation than the staff perceive them to feel. And then take action to reduce triggers was not rated as feasible or important to address by both staff and clients. And this is really interesting to us, and we're not entirely sure why that is. So I wanted to put up here some of the statements that were in that cluster. So we have things like get enough sleep, save your money and buy something else with it, or cut back on drinking alcohol. And again, we're not entirely sure why this is rated so low. One idea Dr. Weinstein and I had was maybe some of these statements are pretty overwhelming. Maybe they were skipped through. They do have to go through 125 statements twice when reading all of this. So maybe they skipped it or just rated it low because they were sort of overwhelming. Another idea we had, if we look at the statement, have a smoke break in the middle of the meeting. Our ladies really, really hated this idea. So it was brought up in the brainstorming process. We didn't eliminate it because you're supposed to include kind of all of the input you receive, but there was a lot of discussion in our map interpretation and feedback meetings that they really did not like the idea of having a smoke break in the middle of the meeting to help with smoking cessation. So they felt really strongly about this, and we feel that maybe everyone rated this really, really, really low, and that brought down the average ratings of the cluster. So just to share some lessons learned, certainly the importance of the focus prompt for this project. It was easy for everyone to brainstorm ideas, but participants had a difficult time with sorting. So they kept saying, these are all strategies to quit smoking. How do we kind of subcategorize them? Clients need support in sorting. We actually learned this from our past research doing concept mapping surrounding breast cancer. So we usually do this in a group setting, but we kind of sit individually with each participant, and what they need help with most often is just labeling these clusters. So when they sort them, they do provide their own labels for each of the groups, and we sometimes help them to come up with those. Our client population was very enthusiastic about participating in the project. Some of these sessions can take a long time. They seemed very interested and kind of stuck it out, even though they could be 2 hours long. And certainly tokens and compensation was very much appreciated in this population. We had less interest from staff due to time constraints, likely. We thought with a web-based version with staff, it would be easier to have them give us some input, but in fact, it was a lot of tracking them down, sending emails, please complete these exercises so we can analyze your data. And just to share some future directions, so we're currently piloting a mammography decision support program for women with serious mental illness, and this was informed by our prior work doing concept mapping with breast cancer screening, and we're considering the feasibility of a multi-behavior change intervention targeting smoking and breast cancer screening. So thank you for listening, and I guess we'll have time for questions at the end.
I'll ask you a question.
Oh, okay.